Nat Turner, A Troublesome Property, is a documentary from movie director Charles Burnett about the slave who led a violent rebellion in Virginia in 1831. Turner's troublesome qualities didn't die with him at his execution. He immediately became a heroic inspiration to slaves and abolitionists, a blood-soaked demon to slave owners, and for 173 years has served as a source of inspiration for artists and novelists. The documentary that debuts tonight on the public television series Independent Lens includes dramatizations of these many faces of Nat Turner. Pat Nowell reports.
Novelist William Styron has just climbed into a motorhome where he hopes to get some relief from the sweltering summer sun on a Virginia farm. Styron's been watching as a film crew shoots a scene from his 1967 Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, The Confessions of Nat Turner. The setting was just as he imagined.
The same kind of crude fence, the meadow, the intense August heat, only it's June. It caught all of the elements that I had looked forward to seeing.
Styron says the scene is the climactic moment of his novel, when the slave Nat Turner finally kills someone with his own hands during the rebellion. Turner walks beside a young white woman who doesn't know yet that she's in danger. But the controversy about Styron's Nat Turner arose not over her murder, but because Styron imagined the black man's inner thoughts about the white woman. Many African Americans thought his desire for her played into a degrading stereotype. Here's the scene in the finished film.
The place where her breast had met my arm was like an incandescence. Take her here on this bank by this quiet brook. Forget your great mission.
Despite the actors, the film is not a drama, but a documentary. Kenneth S. Greenberg, a historian of slavery at Suffolk University and co-writer of Nat Turner, A Troublesome Property, says the film had to be a non-traditional documentary.
The real subject matter of Nat Turner was both in attempting to construct the story of Nat Turner and then to construct the story of Nat Turner, how people have retold the Nat Turner over time. So once you decide that that's your subject, then you can't do the typical straightforward documentary that you typically see on television.
So in addition to interviews with historians and descendants of the slaves and their masters, the film also includes dramatizations of scenes in novels and plays. Five different actors play Nat Turner in the film. Each one depicts a different author's view, whether it's William Styron's novel, or Harriet Beecher Stowe's Dread, based on the rebellion, or even the original Confessions of Nat Turner, which were not written by the slave, says historian Kenneth S. Greenberg.
This is a document, a confession given by Nat Turner in his jail cell to Thomas Gray in 1831, and it's a complicated document. You have Gray's voice as the transcriber of the confession, and you can hear Gray in that document. You hear Nat Turner as well. So we're going to dramatize that, but we're also going to have scholars point out that it's problematic. It seems more honest to rather than to present things, here's the way it was, is here's the way Thomas Gray's Nat Turner says it was, and here are what scholars say about it.
Scholars don't debate the events of the revolt. Turner and the other slaves took axes and knives to white men, women, and children, some still in their beds. They killed 58 people. Turner and his followers were hunted down and executed, several without trial. Turner was hanged, skinned, and dismembered, parts of his body turning up in distant towns. Dozens more black people were murdered in the aftermath. The thunderclouds on the horizon have finally swept in, and the crew quickly bundles up its equipment looking for shelter. Director Charles Burnett ducks into an old corn shed. With the rain drumming on the roof, he considers the most contentious aspect of Nat Turner's rebellion.
And it's all due to the fact that Nat had killed women and children. That's been one of the issues that sort of divided people. But what other choice did he have? I mean, you have to understand slavery. I mean, what other way could you, there was no laws you can appeal to. The only way you can do it is to take up arms.
For Burnett, Turner is a heroic American figure. Also for William Styron, who believes that Nat Turner is as much metaphor as man, and an enduring one, too, whether it's the racially turbulent 1960s in which Styron wrote his novel, or now.
He's the metaphor for black resistance to tyranny and oppression. And I think that, as a consequence, that spirit can hardly just die out I think that it's, if anything, it might be reinforced by our present-day experience, where racial problems are still very much with us.
In fact, in the 21st century, Nat Turner is still one example among many, says historian Kenneth S. Greenberg, of continuing racial division in this country. He points out that where the big slave rebellions took place, such as Nat Turner's Southampton County, Virginia, there are no official monuments beyond a roadside historical marker.
We can't find any big statues of fighters for freedom there. So in our memory, we have an ambivalent relationship, I think, to those people who engage in slave rebellions.
Greenberg says Americans need a place to gather to contemplate the troublesome past.
I liken it to the Vietnam Memorial, in which a nation divided, people who were pro-war, people who were anti-war, can come together and weep before the same monument. Even if they can't speak to each other still, even if they can't understand each other, they can weep together about a common past. And we don't have that with the memory of a slave rebel like Nat Turner. We don't have it in Southampton County or in the United States.
For now, perhaps, gathering around a television to watch a documentary will have to do. For NPR News, this is Pat Dowell.
Background on Nat Turner and the documentary are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.